Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. I want us to take a moment and bless the name of the living God, because He is a good God. He has never failed us. His promises are yea, and they are amen to it. Just take a moment to just thank God for this opportunity He's given us. Many wish they are you, just that you don't know. Many wish they have what you have. But strangely, for most of us, we don't even know what we have. I want you to pray and tell God that, Lord, let your will be done. And this afternoon, we are not here to hear from any human being. We want to hear from God, and that God Himself should speak to us. Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is joy. Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is harmony. As we are praying for our gathering, I want us to pray for each and everyone, just in case somebody is going through something that we don't know, that the Lord would reach out to that person. And let's pray that His will be done amongst us. His will, not our will, but His will be done. Finally, I want you to say, Holy Spirit, we are ready. Have your own way. Shall we pray, please? Our Father and our God, we come before you knowing that you have never failed us one bit. You always remain faithful. So this afternoon, we say, Lord, take control and let your will be done. Speak to us, and may we hear nothing but your voice. We'll give you all the praise, and we'll give you all the honor. We worship you because you are our God. We worship you again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
This afternoon, we are speaking on the subject, Jesus in the storm. Jesus in the storm. You know, one of the things that I've been praying of late is, God, give us a word that will be relevant to us, not a bunch of messages that I have planned and write them down, but relevant. So we are speaking on Jesus in the storm. And the scripture is going to be read from Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. If you have your Bibles with me, you can open Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. And if we do that, we'll be very good Bible students. If you cannot open it, just write it down. Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41. And it reads, I'm reading from the Amplified version, 35 to 41. Here we go. On the same day, when evening had come, He said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took Him along in the boat as He was, and other little boats were also with Him. And a great wind storm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But He was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke Him and said to Him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Verse 39. Then He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. 40. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen.
Amen.
I'm grateful you are with me this afternoon, but I want you to take a moment and settle in your spirit. And I'm asking you that let the noise of the day fall off, because God has something steady for you and I this afternoon. We are walking through scripture, and this afternoon we find ourselves in a boat. I want you to put yourself in the boat with the disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Evening has come and Jesus has been teaching all day. There were so many crowds who have pressed him all day. So naturally, Jesus was tired. People have pulled on him, people with different kind of stories. But being a leader as he was and he is, he paid attention to everybody. And now he says something simple. Let's go to the other side. It sounds ordinary, right? But whenever Jesus speaks about crossing, something is about to reveal. Amen.
Amen.
Now the disciples knew what Jesus was saying, but they didn't understand. You are so tired, but why do you want us to go to the other side? But one thing to the credit of the disciples, that they did obey. They enter into the boat with Jesus. And something between departure and arrival, a storm rises. It wasn't a small wind. It wasn't what we call a light rain, but it was a violent shaking wind. Waves were breaking. I want you to feel the picture. Water was even entering into the boat. Experienced fishermen losing their confidence. By the way, you know that the disciples, most of them were only fishermen. So they understand the trajectory that we're talking about. But the experience couldn't do anything. And while chaos screams, Jesus is asleep. Beloved, what does he tell you? Even in the chaos, Jesus was sleeping. Why was he sleeping? He was tired. Now, I want you to feel that the disciples were fighting panic, but Jesus is resting in peace. Somebody hear me this afternoon. I said Jesus is resting in peace. And if you allow this Jesus, he will come into your situation and turn things around for good. I say for good. Amen.
Amen.
Because of the chaos, the disciples were predicting death may come soon. But Jesus was certain of their destiny. I want you to know that you may not know what goes behind the scene, but God is keeping an eye on you. He will not disappoint you. He will not dismay you. Because when Jesus said, we are going to the other side, the storm did not have authority to cancel the promise of God. Amen. Somebody listening this afternoon may be confused because you are in a storm with Jesus. You thought his presence would prevent all the troubles you are going through. But sometimes his presence is proven even in troubled times. I said even in what? Troubled times. Oh, yes. Then they wake Jesus up from his sleep and they confronted him with statement like, teacher, do you not even care that we are perishing? Now, I want you to hear and feel the emotion here. They are not just afraid of the wind. That is a fact. Do you think they were only afraid of the wind? No. They are questioning the love Jesus Christ shows to people. If you really love us, why would you leave us in a situation like this? Do you understand what I mean? If a mother says to a child that, honey, I love you, and I'm going to do everything that I can to protect you in times of trouble, our children worry that do our parents, do my mother or my father really care? Does he even know what I'm going through? That's exactly what the disciples were going through. They're questioning the love of Jesus. And fear will do that. So fear usually enters into the heart of a man when a man begins to see things that make them worry. Anxiety is when we begin to see things that we cannot handle. Anxiety in itself is worry, right? When you get worried about so many things that you feel you cannot handle it, then fear settles in. Fear will make you doubt what you already know. Do you hear what I just said? Fear will make you doubt what you already know. Fear will make you forget even the miracles you have already seen before. Do you know that? Fear will make you accuse the one who carried you this far. Beloved, we have come this far not because we had good money to protect ourselves. We have come this far as America not because we have all the world power by our side, but we have come this far because in God we trust. Amen. But watch this. I want you to watch this. Jesus didn't wake up and argue with them that, hey, you got to know who you are talking to. I am Jesus. I'm your leader. Why do you speak to me in that manner? Or why do you make your faces like this? No, that's not what Jesus did. But what Jesus rather did was he confronted the situation that was challenging them. So he speaks to the storm. Now, speaking to the storm, he says, peace, be still. I don't know what you are going through in your own private life. I'm not too sure what January treated you, and I'm not too sure what February had treated you so far. But I want you to speak under the sound of my voice and speak to every situation you are going through that peace, be still. Do not be angry with the bill collector. Do not be angry with the person that you owe money with, that this person doesn't have a patience at all. But I want you to speak to a situation. I hope you're understanding me. Speak to the situation that you're going through. Peace be still. And creations even obey the creator. The wind knew the authority of the voice of Jesus. So the wind kneeled down. The waters even bowed down. Then he turns to them, to his disciples. After he has calmed the situation, then he turned to the disciples and said to them, why are you afraid? You have been in church for a long time. You have heard the pastor preach many times about how God never fails. But when it came to a reality, you forgot about what God can do. So Jesus was asking them, why are you afraid? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Groovy lady, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Why are you afraid? I want you to notice the order. He handles the environment, then he teaches the heart. Jesus knows how to touch the buttons. But this afternoon, some of us want God to fix their circumstances. But he also wants you to grow confident in him. Before God comes to fix anything in your life, you have to have confidence in him. Do you have confidence in this God? Do you believe that he can change your story? Do you believe that he caused things that do not exist as though they were? Do you believe that he has the whole world in his hands and that he can change your story? Do you believe that he's able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly, and above that which you can think or dream of? Let me talk to the one whose boat feels full this afternoon. Like bills are rising. Your health is uncertain. You are going through some health challenges. You're going through family pressures. You are struggling with private battles. And you are still praying. Lord, don't you even care? But let me remind you, the fact that you are still afloat means grace is already operating. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You are still here.
Amen.
You did not sink. The storm is loud. Yes, I understand. The storm is loud. But it has not taken you out. Amen. But here is the revelation I want you to understand this afternoon. Jesus is resting was not to neglect the disciples. It was knowledge to know that when you are tired, you take rest. He knew the end from the beginning. He knew the other side already existed. And what terrifies them never surprises God. So what do you learn this afternoon in this message? I want you first learn that panic is loud. I said panic is what? Loud. But it is not the Lord. Panic is not the Lord. Panic is not the Savior. It is loud. We learn that the presence is greater than pressure. We learn that promise of arrival is stronger than the experience of shaking. But I want you this afternoon to breathe right now. Yes, you are in the middle of the week. Today is Thursday. Carrying responsibilities. But I want you to say, breathe on me, breath of life. This same Jesus in that boat is with you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He has not abandoned your journey. Maybe he's waiting for your faith to rise. Maybe he's teaching you that you can survive what you feared. Maybe he is proving that peace can live in places you thought would break you. Now hear me. And after the calm, the disciples said something powerful. Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? They thought they knew him. But storms reveal dimensions of God who we never saw on the calm days. Your trouble is about to introduce you to a stronger understanding of the Savior. Beloved, as I bring my message to an end, this afternoon, instead of asking, why is this happening? Try asking, what is God revealing about himself to me here? Because if he brought you into it, he will bring you through it. I say, he will bring you through it. Amen. He never announced a trip he did not intend to complete.
Amen.
Let us come close. Where is fear speaking loudest in your life right now? Name it quietly as we close our eyes to pray. Now place Jesus in that location. Watch him stand and watch him speak. Peace be still, shall we pray. Lord Jesus, we do confess that storms make us forget that you are with us. But this afternoon, we remember you are still in the boat. Speak to every wave in our lives. And please, calm every racing thought. Strengthen our trust in your promise. Please, carry us safely to the other side. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Now, it's your time. Is anyone amongst us who is trusting God to do a miracle in his or her life? Do you have any prayer request that you want us to pray about? Because Jesus is in the boat with us right now, right here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Any prayer requests? We thank God that there isn't any. But I want us to thank God in affirmation for the healing. He is gradually healing our dear sister Diet. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing our dear sister. We take these words by faith. That faith is calling things that do not exist as though they were. You have brought our sister this far. And therefore, Lord, no mountain can take away her joy. Let your peace reign in her heart. Sister D, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, begin to enjoy the blessings of God as never before. May God reign and let your enemies be scattered. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
You're welcome. We thank God again for a beautiful afternoon, a beautiful gathering. And we know that God has been with us and he's in the boat. Now, shall we receive the benediction as we leave here? May the grace of the Lord that passeth all understanding be upon our lives. May his countenance be upon us wherever we shall go. And may he keep us together as one big family. Until we connect again next Thursday, may we know that he is in the boat with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.